everybody, and welcome to the daily scope for the 15th of April. So today the moon enters void of course at 9:06. The moon also enters Cancer at 4:09. Mercury also makes a conjunction to Chiron and the parallel, which is the same as the conjunction as well. The moon's north node also goes stationary direct, and the moon enters its first quarter moon phase. So if you want to know more about the moon void of course, moon in Cancer, moon's north node going direct, and the first quarter moon phase, check out separate audios in the playlist. So first I'm going to talk about Mercury's conjunction to Chiron. This leaves on the 17th of April. Mercury's in Pisces and so is Chiron as well, and the exact conjunction is at 4:22 p.m. on the 15th. So positively, it helps us to, you know, whenever Chiron's involved, always wants us to heal. So Mercury's here to heal issues with communication and address unresolved wounds around our communication style, things people may have said. I talk with a speech impediment, people have taken the mick out of me most of my life over it, but now I'm so comfortable with it, I embrace it. I used to hate it at one stage. So it's about celebrating you, celebrating your voice, celebrating your thoughts, also going deep within and ask yourself, you know, how can I become more comfortable with the way I think, how can I be more comfortable with the way I express myself, the way I communicate, finding new ways to understand your pain and vulnerability. It encourages us to be open and honest with others and ourselves about our vulnerabilities to do with communication. This can lead to deeper personal growth and understanding, especially addressing our toxic thought patterns that run endlessly through our mind as well. Asking yourself why they're there, how can you heal them, what daily steps can you take, what resources do you need to seek out, what skills do you have within you to help you, you know, heal yourself, because we all have more skills within than what we think. Negatively, because this can stir up old wounds, you know, we can be triggered and we may feel discomfort over things we watch or things others said, and just try, as always, as I said, give them grace, because they may not be purposely trying to trigger you. It's important to use self-care and have compassion with yourself and others, and you know, if emotional trauma comes up or someone accuses you of bringing up, you know, triggering them, just try and be gentle and explain. And if you were doing it on purpose, and if they were doing it on purpose because it's an argument, we're just all heated or whatever, you know, one example of how that can happen, just try and apologize or walk away, and you try and not be nasty, and basically is what I'm trying to say, and try and be gentle with yourself and others as well, and apologize if you do trigger others, and be open to forgiving if other people trigger you as well. But ultimately it supports us in having healing conversations with ourselves and others, and gives us opportunity to find creative solutions to heal ourselves. So for some of you, drawing, painting, singing, dancing, doing anything else that's creative or artistic can help you as well. And spiritually, it just wants us to gain wisdom from our past experiences by going within and dealing with the unfinished business related to communication, learning yourself, expressing on a karmic level as well. It invites us to acknowledge any patterns of avoidance or fear in, you know, areas of teaching, learning and self-expression and communication. It wants us to go to those feelings that are buried and forgotten, because they're not really forgotten. We these things we lock away and numb ourselves to, and we use drugs, drinking, alcohol, destruction, Netflix and chilling, excessive hookups, or whatever it is, eating was my thing, excessively, to hide our pain. We do these things for a reason, and I found that once we get vulnerable with ourselves, and it is horrible, I mean, sometimes, you know, in the work, side of work, it is hard, it's grueling, but out of all the things on the spiritual path, these are the things that we all want to play with, our tarot cards and crystals and burn incense and burn sage and walk on grass and hug trees and all that other good stuff. But it's the shadow work when we really meet ourselves and go deep down into our vulnerabilities and sensitivities and confront our insecurities and fears. This is what opens us up to healing, and, you know, opens us up to new hidden talents and just a new aspects of ourselves. So which Ivan's parallel conjunction to Mercury wants us to choose our words wisely, as they have the power to heal or harm ourselves and others, and our thoughts wisely as well, so address those toxic thoughts, make plans slowly to overcome them, and to focus on personal growth and making deeper connections in our relationships as well with others, and just to be more open to self love and self care, and just be aware of constantly criticizing ourselves for our past mistakes, and to embrace a more compassionate mindset for ourselves. And you know, as well as forgiving others, the most important thing is self-forgiveness as well. And you can ask yourself questions like, are you afraid of vulnerability? Do you struggle with expressing yourself honestly, and why? 9 times out of 10 we was told to not tell the truth. We've been programmed by family, parents, friends, whatever, to just put on this social math as well. So just allow this energy to allow us to go through our emotional layers, and just open up to therapy, journaling, meditation, or whatever else it is that gets you to be vulnerable with yourself and find your most authentic self within. So yeah, that was the daily scope for the 15th of April.